I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing Jamie Stevenson, the founder of Tech Valley Game Space, about upcoming programs and projects that the Game Space is pursuing. Jamie, thanks for coming on the program again. Can you tell us about what the Game Space has in store for the near future?
Sure, I'd love to. Thanks, Aaron. So this is a really busy time for the Game Space. It's very exciting. We're launching a few new initiatives that have been in the works for quite a while now. So one event that's coming up very soon that seems good to mention off the bat is we run regular game jams at the space. And a game jam, for those that aren't familiar with the term, is sort of a creative hackathon. I know you might not be familiar with the term hackathon either. I wasn't until a while back. Essentially, it's a creative event where we encourage people to come together over a short span of time and create games together. Some people choose to work individually. Some people kind of make new friends and just make a creative, interactive project with them, usually over the course of a weekend or so. And we run those regularly at the space. We have one coming up on November 30th, which is called Ludum Dare, L-U-D-U-M, and then Dare, like Truth or Dare. And that's actually a very well-established online game jam, primarily the largest online game jam continuously running in the world, I believe. So we always do a local meetup for that, even though it's taking place all over the world. So that weekend of November 30th, kicking off the Friday evening, we'll be having kind of an opening ceremony for it. We'll be doing sort of icebreaker activities, give people a chance to meet each other. And it's just a great, you know, way to make friends, potentially learn some new skills. You end up with whatever you end up with, so there's no reason to feel, you know, intimidated or anything. It's not a competitive thing. It's purely about kind of creatively collaborating. So Ludum Dare, definitely check that out. It's completely free to participate. And if you go to techvalleygamespace.com, you can see, you know, additional info and the dates and things like that if you forget. But it's November 30th. Another really exciting initiative that we're launching, I won't talk about too much since we've discussed it previously on the program, is Protostar, which we really want to encourage everybody to sign up for. Protostar is a new fund that Tech Valley Game Space is establishing that's specifically designed to support local game makers to be able to create prototype versions of game concepts. So purely to help with that kind of early stage going from concept to just some kind of working, not completely polished and ready for market, but something that you can show that helps sort of illustrate your concept. So we have this fund called Protostar, and we're running our very first event where people can pitch game concepts in order to have a chance to be selected to receive some funds from the Protostar Fund. So that's the Protostar pitching event, and that's coming up December 9th. And you can sign up now at techvalleygamespace.com/protostar. So please do go and sign up. Even if you're, you know, you have some trepidation about whether or not your game concept is the right fit for this, I really encourage you to apply. You'll get some useful feedback, even if you don't happen to end up getting selected for funding. We'll be doing these in the future, so it's good practice. So those are two things, Ludum Dare and Protostar. Generally speaking, I just wanted to let people know that we have a free trial membership that's currently running. We have a limited pool of those to give away, and we've given away a good portion of them already. There's been a lot of interest, but we really want to use this free trial pool of free trial memberships to support people who are either doing something that's related to game development or just like really interested, even if you're just getting your start. The Game Space is a place where people of all experience levels, we encourage them to come together and support each other. And our mission is to encourage and enable everyone to create games. And a big piece of that is making sure that what we're doing is accessible to people of different economic means. So free trial membership is a way that we have of supporting that. If you wish to apply, then I would encourage you to go to techvalleygamespace.com/free. And there's an application there. And we evaluate each application on a case-by-case basis. In some cases, we will also award free trial memberships to people who don't have a demonstrable economic need, but just people we think are doing cool, creative stuff that we'd be happy to have try out the space for a little while. It can also just be a way of sort of checking out our co-working space, seeing if it's the right fit for you. So anyone and everyone, you know, do go and apply. There's no cost to apply and no harm in doing so. A couple of other things I wanted to mention is just we've been expanding the membership benefits that we provide to our members. We are a member-supported nonprofit organization, and the thing that we've always offered is co-working space. So we have a standard membership rate, which is $50 per month, which gives you 24/7 access to our shared co-working space. We have a lot of game development equipment that might otherwise be cost prohibitive to people, virtual reality headsets and things like this that all our members are able to access, and things of this nature. But more than that, we just have a really supportive community here that I think is really friendly and welcoming, and we just want to continue to grow that, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. So definitely sign up as a member at techvalleygamespace.com, whether through the free trial membership or not. And there's a few new benefits we're offering, as I mentioned. One of the things we've just introduced that we're very excited about is a kind of general support fund for local game makers who want to either enter their game project into a sort of contest or competition. There are many of these. They often have entry fees. We want to use this fund to be able to support people to get some more exposure. So if you want to submit your game to competitions but don't have the funds to pay for the entry fee, we can help support you there. And also to attend events. We're at a great crossroads location here in Albany where, you know, there's lots of game development events happening in places like Montreal and New York City and Boston and Rochester. And so we're aiming to support people who want to go showcase their games at those events or just attend them, you know, if they're for educational purposes or promoting yourself and your project purposes, all of these things. We evaluate all of these things currently on a case-by-case basis. So the first step would be to become a member there, since that is a member benefit, and then we provide more information from there. The last few things I want to mention are more ongoing things that are continuing, but that are great programs here at the space. We've just actually finished up our liftoff program, which was our diversity incubator. We had a wonderful cohort of women and non-binary game makers who were beginners or first timers who have created a game. We've just wrapped that up. We had some feedback that, you know, we had a lot of applicants for the program, a lot more than we could accept, and we didn't want people to feel discouraged. Our goal is to encourage and enable everyone. So we've posted all the lesson materials and everything from that program online for free. And you can check that out online. It's a bit of a mouthful, the URL, but it's techvalleygamespace.com/tags/liftoff2018 with hyphens in between the words of liftoff and 2018. So I encourage you all to check that out. And the last program that I want to mention is our mentorship program, which is called Orbit. There are different Orbit groups that meet at the space on a regular basis, usually a monthly basis, to discuss various topics related to game development. So there's a game art group, there's a virtual reality meetup, there's a meetup that specifically discusses diversity in games, and other topics as well. So if you go to techvalleygamespace.com/orbit, you can see a list of all of those groups. All of those are free and open to the public. You don't need to be a member to participate. And we'd love to have you join us.
Well, that sounds like a very diverse group of activities and programs. I wish you the very best of luck with that. And we'll look forward to having you back on the program again sometime soon to talk about more.
Thank you very much, Aaron.